This is the Ripple Effect with your girl K-Dot, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.
Hey, what's going on? It's your girl K-Dot back in Ripple Effect. You already know what it is. You already know what the vibes is. You know, I couldn't stay long forever. You know, season five's coming out, but I had to hit y'all with a little bonus because it's just been so much going on, but mainly speculation. You know, football starting preseason August 4th, it is. Yep. Man. Summer's flying, y'all. Hope y'all enjoying yourselves like I am, even though I've been a little bit under the weather for the past 2 weeks or so. But, you know, I'm getting it together. I'm getting my life together. Don't worry. The regular season of the NFL starts September 8th. There's, like, big things coming, you know, with Amazon hosting Thursday Night Football. A lot of new hosts, different analysis. You know, everything's all switched around. It should be cool, should be fun, should be new. I'm looking forward to it. A lot of teams switching up. You know, Baker Mayfield, you know, he has a chip on his shoulder. He's going to be fighting for his starting position with Sam Darnold over at the Panthers. And he's going to be playing his old team, the Browns, and the way they did him. And I don't know what's going on with Deshaun Watson, but if you've been following me or been paying attention to my Instagram, that's the Ripple Effect _K Dot, you should know that I'm reading his book, right? So this book came out 2 years ago, okay? I'm reading the book to get more of an insight of who he is as a person. And then kind of just take it from there and see what's going on. But from what I'm hearing, if the NFL does decide to suspend him for an entire season, he does plan on suing the NFL. Now, I don't know if that's ever been done, you know, but so I don't know if, like, meaning, like, I don't know if he's, like, setting a precedent for this. I don't know. But right now, the latest report is he's looking at a 2-6 game suspension. But as you know, we don't know. I hate to speculate. I'm just letting you know what the reports are that's been out there. Just trying to keep you informed. No judgment. We just have to wait it out and seek more information. And that's it, you know. And that's as far as that goes. As far as the different changes, you know, the AFC, East, West. I mean, crazy, right? All these different, you know, we also have Russell Wilson, as you know. He's with the Denver Broncos now. Truly embrace, you know, the Denver Bronco Nation. Hope, I don't know how you guys feel about it. I think it was a good move. It was a smart move. I remember before when I was talking about this previously on my podcast, I was like, people were like, nah, he's not going to go play over there, you know, with all those elite quarterbacks. You know, why would he do that to himself? And, you know, all the talk. And I just remember saying, if you consider yourself one of the elite, why would you shy away from a challenge, right? Because in order to be the best, you got to beat the best. And I said those exact words, and sure enough, that's exactly where he went. And I just see his mentality, right? His mentality is, you know, he's a workhorse. He's one of those good guys, people that call, you know, quote unquote, a square. Man, I want to be a square. If that's, you know what I mean? If that's what a square is, yeah, sign me up. Later for all the other nonsense that people think is cool nowadays. Good dude, family man, love what he does, passionate about what he does, inspires the younger generation, does the right thing, you know, tries to say the right thing. You know, when they go low, he goes high. That type of mantra he lives by, that type of motto, I'm sorry. I don't get it. I don't want to, so don't even try to explain it. But anywho, I think it's great that he's going there. It's going to be a fun season. If you don't have the NFL pass, you need to go get that. If you're not really trying to watch, like, every game, like, real crazy, like I'm probably going to, then just get the Red Zone. Get the Red Zone, bro. Like, I mean, Sundays, you'll be able to watch it, like, never before. It's not about you switching channels back and forth. No. they in the red zone, you watching it, they keeping you tuned in, you're never going to miss a beat. I'm just letting you know. Shout out to the NFL with the red zone. I didn't have it last year, but this year I'm going to be on it. I was just multiple TVs, different games on. I'm probably still going to do that, but I'm going to take it up to the next notch. You know what I mean? To the next level, because there's always room to get better. You know, football, obviously, as you know, not my first love, but still one of my loves, you know, because we talking what? That's right. NBA, NFL, and everything in between. Now, as for the NBA, as you know, there's just drama going on right now. You heard about Aiden. Suns wanted to make sure that they didn't want to overpay for him. Okay, good, you didn't. I didn't know it was just 130-something mil y'all were arguing over. That was ridiculous. I thought this was like a super max of like 230. You know, and that's why I can see why they were questioning about giving him that type of money. But the fact that they had this whole parade and shopping him around and other teams thinking about scooping him up, and it was just a back and forth ordeal. And honestly, once I found out how much it was, I was just like, man, do what y'all gotta do for that man. I mean, y'all have bigger problems than DeAndre Ayton, to be honest with you. You guys have other things that you need to work out. You've been solid for a couple years. They've been solid, right? But they've had other things to work out. So they just re-signed, actually, an extension with Monty Williams. I'm sure Monty and Aiden will sit down like men and figure out whatever they need to figure out, iron out whatever misunderstandings they needed to iron out. You know, Devin Booker, he's going to come back better than ever. CP3, master at his craft. You know, he's not going to go out like that. Maybe he needs to manage his minutes a little bit more, because 82-game season, then you're talking about a postseason stretch with the West, you know, so young, so talented, eager to make a name for themselves, eager, you know, to prove themselves with that. That's gonna take a toll. But at the end of the day, I'm looking forward to it. I don't even want to really talk about the Nets, guys. I really don't. But Kyrie apparently wants to stay. He wants to, I guess, stay for the rest of his contract, which is just a year, that season, however. I don't know. I really don't understand what it is that they're trying to do. I know he thinks he's a genius and he's like outsmarting everybody else, but honestly, I think all you're doing is giving your fans a headache. I've talked to a lot of Brooklyn Nets fans, and they to say they're not happy is just like an understatement, and it's obviously doing them a disservice, because it's beyond that. I mean, they're genuinely pissed. You know what I mean? And it's not because of losing, because it's like, yeah, people, you know, you lose, teams, different things happen, guys get injured, you know, it's, and you move on. But the back and the forth and the, I don't want to do this and I want to be part-time, and my sister's niece's uncle's wedding is, and I just have to be there, and oh, something happened in the country that's kind of been happening since its inception is just not sitting right with me, so I'm not going to play, but everybody else needs to get up and go to work and do the same thing. But I mean, don't get me wrong, have your principles, have your beliefs. If that helps you sleep at night, go right ahead. But just understand one thing. Be accountable. Understand that when you're on a team, it doesn't just affect you. It really doesn't. It affects everybody else. When you make a decision, understand that your decision impacts everybody else. But I do understand that, you know, Kyrie Irving's definitely one of those dudes that you'll question one of the things that he does, but then at the same time, you know, he'll go support the women's game like he did the other day instead of working out in the Drew League. And it's like, you can't, like, hate the guy, right? Unless, like, that's just a different thing that maybe you need to work out with yourself. You know, that doesn't sound like more of a Kyrie thing. But he is just a complex guy. You know what I mean? And I know he hates when he's like, you know, why are people trying to understand me? It's just because, well, we're invested in basketball, and when you're one of the most talented guards to ever touch the ball, we just want to see you play. Like, I think it's really that simple. I don't think it's anything deeper than that. I don't think anybody wants to, like, you know, like, search your mind and try to figure out, like, wow, why does he think this way? And the earth is flat. And, oh, man, like, nah, bro. Like, we just want to see you ball out because we know what you're capable of doing. And all that other stuff that you're doing that's, you know, the philanthropic work that you do. I mean, it's amazing, honestly. When you, I know how much that dude spends. I've seen it. I actually did a lot of research on him way before, I'm not going to say since Kyrie's become a problem, but since, you know, he's made headlines, I'll say it like that. You know, I mean, good dude, you know, even the way he was raised and how he thought he wouldn't grow when he was in high school and how all of a sudden he just, you know, had this growth spurt, you know, that kind of made him like just, you know, eligible, like he's like ready, like, okay, like I can do this, you know, just played a few games at Duke, you know, and became the number one overall pick, you know, for Cleveland. Like you already know how the story goes. Godfather is Rod Strickland, but I heard that he never really even got to like really work out with him. So everything that you can say that he's learned, you can definitely say it's definitely attributed to his father, right, growing up. But then obviously as he branched out, got some mentors, not to mention this shooting guru. I'm sorry, forgive me. I forget his name. I think it's like Vince something. But he's over with the Pelicans now. But anyway, he was working out with Kyrie, and that's the reason why, like, his handles are serious. And don't get me wrong, like, Kyrie's handles were always, they were always serious. I remember back in the day when Stephen A was the only person talking about Kyrie, like, in a good way, believe it or not, even though he's getting a lot of slap, you know, a lot of negative talk because of the way he keeps bringing up Kyrie. I think he's mainly going hard at Kyrie because nobody seems to want to mention the fact that when Kyrie was, like, nobody and the Cavs had, like, no fan base besides in Cleveland, right? Kyrie was balling, and Stephen A. would mention him all the time. And he was like, yo, I'm telling y'all, watch this kid. This kid is nice, you know? Like, I'm talking about those days. But anyway, when he got with, you know, this I really got to get his name. But anyway, when he got with this guru, right, not only did he – like, he just took his skill set to another level. Like, don't get me wrong. It was, he needed, like, where his talent level was already at, he just brought it to a whole nother level, you know, of understanding placement, footwork, you know, creativity, having the athleticism to do half of the moves that he does. Like, it's remarkable, honestly. And I think he just needs to understand that's all really people want. I mean, I can't speak for everybody else and why people choose to go in different directions with it, but the Nets organization just looks so sloppy and crazy right now. I just know because, you know, players are talking about how they're, you know, they're businessmen and women and they, you know, they're handling themselves a certain way, and that's all good. Like, we love that. We love to see evolution, right? We don't like to see players get traded away twice, you know, in the middle of a flight to their next team, the next destination. They're literally on one team, you know, and by the time they land, they're on another. You know, we don't like to see stuff like that. Or they're watching the same thing they were watching on First Take, and they're like, oh wow, I just got traded, like, nice, after they told me they wouldn't trade me. Totally get it. Autonomy, that's a huge thing. Everybody would love to have it. Not too many people get to enjoy that, especially if you're, you know, a regular, everyday person. That's not something that's kind of yours, you know. You may think it is, but in the grand scheme of things, it's really not. If you're having to wake up at a certain time, right, you know, you don't get to wake up whenever you want, you know, then you're being controlled by something, someone, something. But anywho, we like that. I'm not going to deny that. I can't say that, you know, the person in me, the person that I am, that likes to see people do their own thing and not necessarily follow the masses. But I think at some point it's like, okay, But help me, like, how does this make sense, though? Because at the end of the day, this is supposed to be a team sport. Everybody's kind of doing their own thing. If I'm in business with the Nets, this is not a good look. Why would I want to invest my money, my time into the Brooklyn Nets, and this is what's going on? Not to mention, you know, if you're showing that you're unreliable, if you're not going to show up to do your job, what I pay you to do, then it's like, what do you say to that? How are you holding yourself accountable? I get there's a lot of crap going on in the world right now. You don't have to tell me. I don't even think you got to tell that to regular people. They understand it more than anybody else because you know what? They still got to go to work. You know what I mean? Like, going to work, you know, like 40% of the time for most people, that's not going to cut it. Like, you fall beyond a certain percentage, and it's nowhere near that, you will not be employed there anymore. You won't have to worry about waking up and going there anymore. You can take the longest vacation ever because your services will no longer be needed because they've already had to function without you. And I think that's just where the Nets are at right now. And the fact that he says that he wants to stay and Durant, you know, is asking for a trade, it's just so crazy because it's like, I know the Brooklyn Nets are like, dude, like, we just wanted Durant. Like, man, like, we just wanted Durant. Now, somehow, with all this foolishness going on, Durant don't even want to be here, and Kyrie told him he wants to be here another season. Like, that's so not what we wanted. But it's a long season. And what I mean by that is, the NBA season doesn't start anytime soon. They still have time to make things up with Kevin Durant, especially if Kyrie's already saying that he's going to stay, right? And he already opted in. So I guess there is still some sort of light at the end of the tunnel, if you want me to say it like that, because I don't know. I said I didn't want to talk about the Nets. I don't. But that's my take on it for not wanting to talk about them. But it is what it is, guys. As for Donovan Mitchell and the Knicks and where he's going to end up, who knows? Danny Ainge is walling. I think Danny Ainge knows he's walling. So that's where we're at. I've had this conversation with a couple of people about who I was willing to give up for Donovan Mitchell's services. And you already know I'm a Donovan Mitchell fan. I wanted to draft him. The Knicks wanted Frank Ntilikina. Okay. I did not want to miss out on him on the second attempt. But here's the thing. We're also not going to overpay. We're not going to do that. We've done that too many times, especially in the sense of young talent. You know, when you think about RJ Barrett at this point should be untouchable. RJ Barrett's ceiling is pretty high, and I'm gonna leave it at that. I do believe he's gonna be an all-star this season. I do believe he's gonna have a breakout season. This is not a hot take. This is just an evaluation based off of his previous work. It's only up. If you've been watching, and especially if you've seen the way he ended the season strong, you should have no other reason to think otherwise. Like I said, if he doesn't end up being an all-star, we'll probably be having a conversation about him being an all-star snub. It just is what it is. The dude is going to be really good. I think only time will tell just how good in terms of championship level, build a team around type of guy. I don't know. But what I can tell you is I'm not trying to trade him for a couple of pieces. No. I also like Obi Toppin's progress. I like the youth, the fact that this dude can dunk from anywhere, it seems like, you just got to love it. I mean, at the end of the day, even Emmanuel Quickly, man, I had the pleasure of going to a few of their games, and his family's great. Shout out to the Quickly family. I was actually at a Wizards game around my birthday, like in April, early April. And his whole team was there rocking his jersey. When I mean his whole team, I mean his squad, his gang, his fam. You know what I mean? Like, his family down to his grandma. Like, everybody was there representing his sister, cool people, taking pictures with people. I had the pleasure of taking a picture with her. I mean, great guy, man. But at the end of the day, you know, the Knicks are going to do whatever the Knicks are going to do. But I really hope that they don't give up too much in order to get Donovan Mitchell. That's really all I can hope for. Because Randall, I'm sorry, he's too, whenever I feel like playing type of dude. I'm just not feeling that right now. I like Brunson. I'm not against dudes getting their money. But, you know, it's always apprehensive when the Knicks are really willing to give away that much money, especially when you could think of at least maybe 15, you know, guards that are better than him in the league, and we just gave him 110 mil, you know. So that's why it's kind of like a little cringing, but at the same time, I get it. We're a desperate franchise that's also trying to keep butts in the seats, if you know what I mean, season ticket holders. If you've ever been to a Knicks game, you understand that it isn't cheap. It isn't cheap. But we'll see how that goes. Other than that, I've just been watching a lot of these rookies work out at the Summit in New York City. They're looking great. Chet's going to have a surprising season. And I only say surprising because I've heard a lot of comments about his weight and different things of that nature. And we've watched other stars, you know, even Kevin Durant, even Dirk Nowitzki, you know, kind of with that same kind of frame. And they're not sure how it's going to work out. And I'm like, if that was ever going to translate at any era of the game, it would be now, right? You know, big men, positionless basketball, right? Stretch four position. It's gonna be interesting, because if you have him at the four position, right, you got to make sure he can guard that position. So it's going to be interesting to check out and see what's up. But at the end of the day, the NBA offseason doesn't disappoint. I'm with it. NFL's coming up, like I said. Look out. I'm reading a couple of books, actually. And also in Vancaro, you have Ivy, Jalen, there's like two of them. You have a lot of good talent. Jabari Smith Jr., chip on his shoulder. I don't know, it's going to be a fun season, guys. Just always remember to listen, like, and subscribe. There's going to be a lot of fun coming season 5 for me. I can't believe it's been a wild ride, and I appreciate the support. You guys are amazing. I'm going to be doing more giveaways. Like I said, I'm going to be on YouTube. I've just been waiting patiently. I'm anticipating it. You know, I'm excited, and I just want everything to be perfect and for everything to come together, you know, just for you. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell people you don't know. The ripple effect's coming. This has been your girl, K-Dot. Always remember one thing. Losses equals life lessons. I'm out.
This is The Ripple Effect with your girl, K-Dot, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.